This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listen to a little bit of what Bill Barr is saying. He's taking questions from reporters now at the Department of Justice, where they've announced today a third suspect has been named in the Lockerbie Pan Am attack against the bomb maker, I guess, which is quite appropriate, although it happened in 1998. We did have a North Dakotan aboard there. What did I say, 98?
98.
Yeah, it was 88. Long time ago.
Years.
Let's see what he's saying. I don't always get in the way of questions, but it's just...
In pursuing acts of terrorism, and the terrorists have to know that eventually we will get them. For me personally, it was because I felt it was unfinished business, in that I was the cabinet official who had to face the grief of the victims and the families, and actually had the honor of dealing with the victims. But I felt that our follow-up to the attack was not sufficient.
All right, so he's talking about Pan Am, said the follow-up to the investigation wasn't sufficient, so wanted to do it. And, he literally was at the Department of Justice then in 1991 when charges were filed on that deal. So... Interesting. A little bit of news there. He also said he doesn't see any reason for a special prosecutor for Hunter Biden. I don't know why we would so flippantly say that. You know, because the special prosecutor would ensure that independently that is taken care of. Because how if Joe Biden were president, how in the world? Oh, look at it this way. It's Christmas week, right? Maybe he realizes Trump is going to win by the time they actually count the votes fairly. And therefore, there's no need, because the Justice Department will just follow the justice. But I don't know. Anyway, that's happening right now. I did not get to any calls with Senator Cramer. I apologize for that. One of the things that I asked him to do is to walk us through the various parts of the COVID relief bill and the end of your funding and whatnot. And we didn't even get through that. So we didn't get a chance to get to some of your questions related to January 6th and what will happen there. He did tell me during the break that he and Ron Johnson are working on a plan, as is Mo Brooks in the House, to make sure that the fraud accusations, the charges leveled, the evidence leveled, is actually presented in a hearing in some fashion in the Congress before January 6th. So that, to me, is really good news that he agrees this needs to be heard, for sure. So that's a good thing. I wanted to let you know that they're working on getting that done, and Senator Cramer's 100% behind it. So... And really, that's the way it should be, you know, done, right? I mean, either that or January 6th, you're casting your objection to the fact that there is evidence that hasn't yet been vetted that should be vetted. Well, then you need to vet it. And now you don't have any time to do it. So now we have time to do it, and they ought to do it. Somebody also said, where do I see the evidence? Again, I would direct you to the website that we told you about earlier, which is defendingtherepublic.org. You got to go to .org, though, not .com. Defendingtherepublic.org. And I'm looking at the Georgia's SCOTUS case and all the filings. They're all right there. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin. It's not been closely followed in the media, but it's there. It's been filed. And I believe two of those four have been accepted to be heard in the Supreme Court. So... And they also lay out the court filings in all of the states. A lot of information there. So you can get all that you're looking for. All right. Dr. Todd Schaefer is our next guest. He is the Vice President of Clinics for Sanford Health. And we're going to talk about his experience receiving the COVID vaccine. My wife has received it as well. She's in the healthcare field. So... First in our family to get that, but others in healthcare are getting it. Members of Congress are getting it. as well, under the continuity of government, I guess, thought process that if, you know, this gets worse or another strain comes or whatever, that, but certainly we all agree, members of the healthcare profession should. They're on the front lines. Dr. Schaefer, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. Nice to have you back. So tell me, first of all, about the whole vaccine experience. How is this getting to everybody? Is it efficient? Do you have any hesitations? Just tell me a little bit about your experience receiving the vaccine.
Well, first of all, I feel absolutely fine. It's been 7 days since I received my dose. It was last Monday when I did. And I had a little soreness right at the site, similar to like a flu shot, but nothing too spectacular. I actually have had no issues whatsoever, no fatigue, no tiredness, no body aches, joint aches. Actually have done quite well with it. The process itself has been wonderfully smooth, we'll put it that way. We've been planning for this moment for months and months. We have a team that has been putting together everything down to the smallest of details, checking in, mixing the vials, getting the immunization, and then an area where you will then wait for 15 minutes to make sure you don't have any kind of reaction. At that time, they make your next appointment for the next dose. So with a lot of hard work for a lot of people across not only Stanford here in Bismarck, but across our enterprise, has made the process just as smooth as can be. And at this point in time, we've got just a bit over 30% of our employees that have been vaccinated here in Bismarck.
You said 30% is the number?
About 30% of all of our employees. And that's all employees. We started with frontline workers who were, work with COVID patients on a daily basis, and then have worked our way through our employee list to get those to everybody that who is willing to receive it.
And what is the estimate on when all of the Stanford system will have their employees with the vaccine?
Well, at current time, we have had invitations out to 70. That's 70% of our employees. And all throughout the enterprise, we've right at about 22%. And I think that based on the fact now we're getting the Moderna vaccine, that should be coming in here in the next day or two. With that, we should be able to work through another 900 patients here in Bismarck, which is about another 30-some percent of our employees. And then if you just continue with those numbers, I would estimate about another 2 or 3 weeks of all the patients that want, I'm sorry, all of our staff who want to receive it are going to be able to receive it. And then we start working in the second doses for everybody. Because as you know, the Pfizer vaccine, you need to get it in the second dose in 21 days, and Moderna is 28 days later.
And how about, your patients? How about, how is, for the general public, how is the vaccine going to be distributed? Will it be through Stanford and other healthcare providers, or will it be with public health, or how is that going to happen?
It's going to be a mixture of those. I know that we are looking at setting up a COVID vaccination clinic, very similar to how we did it for our employees, and this will be off-site. So if there is, first of all, we want to get to our high-risk patients. So any of those who have, chronic immunosuppression or have chronic diseases, certain ethnicities do tend to do worse when they get COVID. So those are the patients that have been identified to, kind of be first in line to receive the vaccine. So we have a special setup for that, but I know that other health care facilities in the area and throughout the state are going to have similar types of setups as well. And I know that Department of Health and public health officials, the county health, will also set up very routinely like they would any other vaccination. When you look at the vaccination for COVID, it is very similar to any other vaccine that we get in terms of the administration of it.
It looks like the CDC has put out just a note about 3,150 people reported what the agency terms health impact events after getting vaccinated. The definition of that term is unable to perform normal daily activities, unable to work, required care from doctor or healthcare professional. But that is that 3,100 is against 272,000 some odd doses of the vaccine administered as of December 19th. So. Obviously, the vast majority of people who are vaccinated are not experiencing any negative effects. Would you call that normal? Is that just a normal? I mean, would that be a normal thing from a vaccine that a certain percentage are going to have some sort of an issue, Dr. Schaefer?
You know, that's absolutely right. You know, whenever we do any vaccination, there's going to be some form, you know, a certain small percentage that can have a reaction to that. And it's not surprising to see that. Even our routine childhood vaccinations, flu vaccination, et cetera, patients may have a reaction to it. That's not life-threatening, but they just don't feel very well. As an example, I was visiting with one of our healthcare providers this morning at the COVID clinic, the COVID vaccination clinic, and he was reporting how when he got it, he just felt really tired for about 6 hours. Just had to kind of relax and sit down and relax for a few hours. He said by the end of the day, perfectly fine, and since then has been perfectly fine. So usually these side effects are very, very small in terms of effect, but also short in duration.
Interesting. Thanks so much for the time today. Glad to hear it's going well. Dr. Schaefer, Vice President of Clinics for Sanford Health. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Perfect. Thank you much.
Oasis Petroleum brings you the Be the Buffalo Hotline. Boy, 2020 has been a year to be the Buffalo, right? Turn into that storm. 855-200-1777. When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there. You won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish it. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world.
Back on Los what's on your mind. We got a request for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. What is it called again?
That up.
Country Christmas, or what is it called?
No, Colorado Christmas.
Colorado Christmas. Yes. There you go. Yeah.
Very good.
So we'll try and get that in here just a little bit. Well, my friends, H.A. Thompson & Sons is your go-to source on tackling airborne viruses in your home or your business. They have vetted the best of the best products out there. They found something that is easily adaptable to your current HVAC system. And I encourage you to give them a call at 701-234-9889 to find out more. H.A. Thompson & Sons has been part of the scene in North Dakota for over 100 years, way back to 1908. So you know when you're getting a product from them, you can trust it. Been doing this for so long. And now providing commercial and residential heating, cooling, plumbing services throughout Bismarck, Mandan, but the surrounding area as well. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. Services all throughout the region. H.A. Thompson & Sons. We have a little time before our chat with Senator John Hovind at the bottom of the hour for the latest on what's happening in Congress with this COVID relief plan they're voting on today, the end of your budget stuff. So let's just chat about whatever you'd like to talk about. 800-228-0550. Here's Todd in Lake Park. Hello, Todd.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call in because I am one of the 12 restaurants and bars in Minnesota that has been served cease and desist orders. I just got shut down on Friday. And I just wanted to let everybody know how out of control this has gotten. I'm shut down because last Wednesday I had a meeting with three volunteer customers that were trying to help us out because they know how bad things have gotten here now with this latest round of shutdowns. And we were in my bar and restaurant at a table, four of us, discussing how we could do this outside. We were going to have a ice golf tournament last week. We were scheduled to do it on Saturday, but I got shut down on Friday. But we were going to try and follow all the mandates that the governor was doing, but somebody evidently had come in for a takeout order and called the Minnesota Department of Health, and sure as heck, another hour later, somebody shows up and took pictures of us at the table, and
they walk into your place of business and start taking pictures of you. And what did they?
Yeah.
I mean, did they identify themselves? Say why they were there or anything?
No identification, no nothing. Like I said, we were trying to do all the right things. We were going to limit it to 100 people, which was the mandate from the governor. And we were plotting out how we were going to do the course out on the lake. This would have all been outside. I had cleared snowed off my beach, everything. We had tables all set up to do it outside. And Friday, I get served papers telling me that we were operating illegally because we did have some cocktails at the table. I mean, these are people that volunteered their time, and I was, you know, they're going out of their way to try and help make, you know, let us keep open. And you try and do things right without any due process, they come out and serve papers and shut me down for the entire weekend. And I don't know where I'm at right now. I'm on my way to find out what's going to happen here, but this is just so out of control right now.
It sure is. It is just sad to me that the damage and the devastation that's been done and the heavy-handedness of it from the governor, from the attorney general in Minnesota, rather than saying, okay, let's take this case by case, or let the cities or the counties decide how they handle this and what's appropriate based on the cases you have in your county, or, you know, any of that. Gosh, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, Scott, and they're also, I mean, you're looking at four states around us now that our governor basically has said that the other four governors evidently are idiots because they've opened up their states. And you look at the curve that he's using, it's exactly the same as the other states. The only difference is our governor has absolutely decimated an industry and killed it. Now, that curve is doing exactly the same thing. North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, all the bordering states, they didn't wreck an economy to get this curve going down. It was a spike that it's happening all over the country. But it's just part of the virus, how it's going to work. You know, you're going to have your flu in the fall. You always have your spikes. And now with the COVID, it's doing the exact same thing. The only difference is our governor has gained absolutely nothing except literally putting people out of business and getting the same results as the other states that are wide open.
So are you able to
understand?
Are you able to remain open for takeout?
Not at this point. I was shut down for 72 hours starting on Friday, so I hopefully will be able to open tomorrow or Wednesday. But there again, takeout, if you're a Starbucks, if you're a McDonald's, you have a drive-thru, they're not even, you know, this isn't affecting them like it is us.
No.
We are a sit-down, you know, bar restaurant that people come to socialize, and they just, we can't, the takeout doesn't do it.
Well,
it just doesn't.
Keep us posted, and, you know, once things are resolved, if we can help in any way with shaking some trees, we sure will, but we'll do our part to make sure folks know you're open when you are open and roaring to go again.
Yeah, you know, Scott, the most humbling part of this whole thing, I've literally had customers coming in and dropping off money with nothing. I've received so much support on this, and I've got great customers who literally came in and know we're struggling and just said, here, I just want you to have this. I mean,
wow.
It's very humbling, and I just don't see how this can continue. And hopefully, you know, the Senate majority leader in Minnesota has said that any $10,000 fines levied is coming out of the Attorney General's budget next year. And I hope he follows through with it.
I love that. He better, Todd. What's the name of your bar and restaurant?
Hooligan's Lakeside.
Hooligan's Lakeside.
Yes, we're right on the shores of Big Cormorant.
Yeah,
and Leaf Lake.
They're just west of the 611 down there. Love your burgers, man.
Yes, well, thank you. I wish I could make them.
Yeah,
no kidding. Hang in there, Todd. Thanks, and keep us posted, okay?
I will, Scott. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. You're doing a great job.
We'll come back out we'll come out to the big reopening party.
Heartbreaking, isn't it?
It sure is.
Gosh.
And there's a lot of that out there, folks. A lot of that out there.
You're listening, Governor Walz? Probably not.
Texter said, is the vaccine really free? The vaccine is free. Purchased with U.S. taxpayer dollars. So evidently, vaccination providers are able to charge an administration fee for giving the shot to someone, but the shot itself is free.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, Main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Residents miles away from the Christmas morning explosion in downtown Nashville say they felt it. This witness telling WKRN-TV she lives several blocks away from the explosion site.
Well, around 6:30 this morning, there was a very loud boom, and the house rattled, shook very hard, so it appeared at that time that it was something like an explosion.
Nashville police believe the blast was intentional. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington tells Fox News what will be next in this investigation.
One of the things that they're going to be looking at strongly, Leland, in this area will be videotape, because the videotapes in this area and most of it of the area in Nashville. And
President Trump and the First Lady spending their Christmas Day at his Mar-a-Lago resort. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You'd never know that it was Christmas Eve. The billboards and the neon took the place of silver bells. And the temperature is 84 degrees. I can hear the traffic on the crowded strip below as the palm trees
I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it.
But there's not a single reindeer, and it hardly ever snows.
This is a Colorado Christmas Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, as requested by one of our fine listeners. And by golly, you ask and you receive. We're getting everybody's favorite Christmas music in this year. How about lunch today?
There's no reindeer there than Grandma's safe, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. How about some lunch today at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience? Let me tell you what's happening today, okay? For one, they have any fresh-baked muffin for just 99 cents. 99 cents on those great muffins. Oh, man. There also is beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham at the Valley City location. 292 is the exit off I-94. Sausage potato in Harwood. Chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Meatball subs on 12th Avenue North. And in Yulin, Mongolian beef and orange chicken. How's that sound for fantastic? All at PetroServe USA. And, of course, the specials, yes, but there's so much more. They just have all kinds of great food options for you. At PetroServe USA, chicken, 4 for $4 deals, the special everybody raves about. That's a dandy. What else? That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink and two cookies. The cookies are really good, too. Anyway, you get the idea. PetroServe USA. I think Senator Homan is calling your line, Kevin, not Daniel's line.
I will keep an eye out.
And we're waiting for him to hop on the phone, so we'll do that when he joins us. In the meantime, let's grab Greg in Fargo, who's waiting to chat. Greg, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Just a few comments and then a couple of brief questions for you, if I may. Do you know who David Krebs is?
Yes, the fellow from Homeland Security that was testifying before. Well, he was Christopher Krebs, right? What did you say the first name on Krebs was, Greg?
I'm sorry. Did I get the first name wrong?
I heard Krebs.
Yeah, it was Chris.
Krebs was the guy that was fired. It was Chris Krebs was his name.
Okay.
Homeland Security
okay,
testified last week before Ron Johnson's committee. Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yes, I'm sorry if I got the first name incorrect. He said, and I quote, "This is the most secure election in American history," and he was handpicked by Trump. William Barr, again appointed by Trump, said there's no evidence of voter fraud. A lot of it, Chris Christie, an ardent Trump supporter says there's no evidence of fraud. A lot.
Well, there's plenty of people to say there isn't evidence of fraud, Greg, and some of them are Trump supporters, and this guy was hired by Trump supporters, but that, you know, a guy that far down in Homeland Security isn't necessarily the end-all, be-all. Here's what I would tell you. We could play the game all day long of saying, this person says there isn't, this person says there is. Why not bring the evidence forward and actually have it be heard in the United States Congress, the Supreme Court, everywhere? The only way people are able to say, well, there isn't any, nothing's been proven, is these courts are saying you don't have standing. They're rejecting on a procedural basis, not evidentiary basis. So if you go to defendingtherepublic.org, you're going to see actual court filings that contain the accusations. Somewhere, somehow, some way, like what Ron Johnson did last week in the U.S. Senate, going through and vetting this and listening to people and have Democrats and Republicans question it and come out with a conclusion be the way to do it, in my mind. We didn't get to your questions, but Senator Hoeven is waiting to go. So, Greg, call again, and I'm happy to answer your questions. Appreciate the call. Senator John Hoeven joins us in the middle of the final hours of what has been quite a long ride on the COVID relief package as well as the end of your funding. Senator, thanks for taking the time for us. How are you?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners, and Merry Christmas. You've got to keep in mind the really important things, and, you know, it's Christmas time and our Lord Savior and the many blessings that we have.
Well said, that's for sure. And, boy, oh, boy, do we need Christmas this year, huh? More than ever.
Yeah, we sure do. We sure do.
Let's start on the core.
More important than ever, you know, and faith, friends, family, more important than ever in our lives.
Let's start with the COVID relief package. What would you say is the biggest, win in this? I know it took a lot longer than it should. Pelosi did everything she could to hold it up, but now that it's finally here, what is most needed? Top of the list, would you say?
Well, you know, a couple things, Scott, and you might not think of it right away, but just a couple things. There's a number of things. We've got to get back to regular order in the appropriation process and so forth. And this COVID thing should have been done a long time ago. So, you know, frustrated about that. But some things that are really important, the PPP, Paycheck Protection, for small business is really important. That's the backbone of our economy in this country and certainly in North Dakota. You know, I always work on ag, so I got help for our farmers and ranchers. They've had a tough go, and they've been out there getting it done for us all the way through this pandemic. Got some help there for them. That's really important. The president wanted some assistance to individuals. We got that in there. It helped for our healthcare providers getting that vaccine out. But the thing I want to mention to you is, remember, Nancy Pelosi started, she wanted $3.4 trillion for her HEROES Act, remember? And actually, the new money in this COVID package is $350 billion. So one-tenth of that. Now, we did repurpose about $500 billion out of the CARES Act, but that's not new spending. So we really worked hard to get that number down, all the way from $3.4 trillion down to $350 billion in new money. And that's what we mean by targeted relief. And, you know, we held firm on that, and that's why it took longer to get it. Because with this debt and deficit, we've just got to get real about how we're going to handle some of this stuff. And that's why we work really hard to do that. So hopefully money gets to where it needs to go to help people through the COVID, but we're not spending more taxpayer dollars than we have to.
Texter wants to know what's in it for wheat farmers and ranchers.
Yeah. So and let me mention both ag and energy for a minute, because, you know, those are our two biggest industries, obviously. There was disaster assistance that I believe USDA committed to the farmers, and they're short about $1.5 billion of being able to deliver that. So I worked really hard to get that. And so that disaster assistance for 2019, they'd gotten about half of it, and now USDA is in position to give them the other half. And I believe that's a commitment, as well as the funding for our quality loss program, which I'd passed to help our farmers with some of the tough weather. So I made sure that we had the money in there to do that. That's really important. In the energy world, we got some good stuff in that I got some more help on 45Q. I got a two-year extension. So they actually have till 2025 to put something in place and then get that tax credit, which is good. It's $50 a ton. So that's really important, as well as help for Project Tundra, putting this, the retrofits in and that kind of thing, and then loan guarantees through DOE so they can, borrow the money they need to do all this. So that's good help for coal. But unfortunately, Democrats again pushed the PTC, and they got a one-year extension at about 60%, about 40% reduced from what the PTC was. But even still, we'd work to phase that out. And so, that was supposed to be the end of it. So I'm going to go down to the floor now here in a little bit. I've got Kevin going with me and probably some others. And I'm putting up an amendment to try to knock that PTC extension out and see if I can get it out of there. But that's frustrating. That Democrats pushed and got that thing in there for a year, but at a reduced amount. But nevertheless, I'm going to try and get an amendment up to knock it out if I can.
Yeah, if it was in fact debated and in committee or whatever, and you have this discussion, it wins is one thing. But this that sort of snuck in again at the 11th hour, right?
Well, we've been pushing really hard against it. I mean, we've had amendments up to again, we worked on a phase out. We had an agreement with the industry to phase it out, and here they bring it back. That wasn't the agreement. But we've been working hard on it to end it. So, we have been very public. We put amendments in. We've, contacted the committee. This goes through the Finance Committee, not the Energy Committee. So, neither Kevin or I are on that committee. But we've contacted them. I talked to leadership. I mean, we've done a lot on this. But, yeah, it's disappointing that it stayed in or that they got it in. So I'm going to try again. I'm off this amendment on the floor, see if I can get it, end it.
A texter wanted to know what you thought of if you had seen the Navarro report. I don't know when exactly that came out. I think it was late last week, but Peter Navarro had put out a report on 2020 election fraud and talking about six key dimensions of election irregularities in six battleground states. Have you seen that yet?
I have not seen it. But I think when I got on the phone here, I was listening to you a little bit, talk to the last caller about having some hearings in Congress where we really get into the electoral system and what some of these states are doing. And I don't know if you saw, but the Trump counsel has filed a case on Pennsylvania and their Supreme Court ruling. One of the things that I think people really want is to have the election results the day of the election. And what happened in Pennsylvania is their legislature passed a law saying that those ballots to be counted had to be in by the time that the in-person voting closed, which I think is 8 o'clock there, 7 or 8 o'clock, whatever it is in Pennsylvania. And then the governor, and I don't know if it was the Secretary of State, but changed that. So he said, no, it just has to be postmarked by the time in-person balloting closed. So then those ballots came in later. Well, again, there's an example of where that state legislature needs to go back and enforce their own law and say, hey, no, that's not what our law was. So that's where I think, in terms of Congress, oversight and so forth, our committees of jurisdiction need to get in and look at these kind of things so that people have confidence in our electoral system.
Mo Brooks over in the House is calling for hearings so that all of the evidence can be vetted by Congress, Republicans, Democrats, prior to the January 6th event in Congress. We had a caller earlier say, would you please ask both senators if they'd support that, to tag on to having hearings on the election fraud. Is that something you'd support?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to look at the integrity. Look, this mail-in balloting we had on a scale that we haven't had before, we need to look at that. Make sure those systems are sound and secure. Now, we have a state-based system, and that's important. And we can talk about that, the importance of having a state-based system. But it needs to be something that's secure, sound. States need to follow their own rules. And, again, this goes to making sure people have confidence in the balloting.
Short break, back with more of our conversation with Senator John Hoeven on the program today. And he mentioned the Pennsylvania case. That is, this isn't getting a lot of attention, but there is several Supreme Court petitions from the Trump campaign that are continuing. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, a pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Beer, GMC.com. Schwann's first ever green tag event going on now. Huge markdowns. Over 60 pre-owned vehicles. Those must be sold before the end of the year. And that's getting close. Cars, trucks, SUVs would have to go. Clearly marked in the lot. Hurry before they're gone. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime on Memorial Highway underneath the gigantic American flag. Check for new vehicle updates daily at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
You know, the Medora musical lives on, and they have the magical Medora Christmas that is so wonderful. I mean, it is just the best. It is done now with the live shows that they were doing out there. They have just a few live shows that are sold out right away, and then a few live shows you can watch online. Now they have the on-demand stream, okay? This is a live recorded version of the magical Badlands Christmas, and you can watch it anywhere, right from the comfort of your home. Invite some friends over and really enjoy it. Once you buy that on-demand streaming access, you have access to it for five days to enjoy it. So tickets are only $25. The Magical Badlands Christmas, the best. Check it out at MedoraChristmasLive.com, MedoraChristmasLive.com. Back with Senator John Hoeven and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Speaking of Medora, there's even some things in this for the new Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library related to I don't know if you call it a gifting of land or whatever, but just making that possible, and also some things for the ranchers out there to make sure their particular parts of this are maintained. So give us a quick update on that, Senator.
Yeah, no, it's not gifted. The foundation actually pays for it. So what happens is we're transferring land for which the Library Foundation, Theodore Roosevelt Library Foundation, then actually is buying to build the new library. So we had to get, you know, approval to transfer the land to do that. So that's a big win. That's going to be a huge asset out there for Medora. But at the same time, we also got some help for the grazers and for the county in terms of some agreements both between the foundation and the county, but also on Department of Ag in terms of the grazing agreement. So hopefully it's something, we worked really hard, but hopefully this is something that's going to be good, not only in terms of the library, because now they'll have the land to build that library on. It should be amazing. And at the same time, work to get some help to the grazers and the county.
Good to hear. More progress on a project that is, one that is, well, we have no idea. We're scratching the surface as to what that ultimately will bring to North Dakota in the way of visitors and raising the park visits and, you know, people that obviously come from all over to study Teddy Roosevelt, and then just the tourism angle. There's just a lot to like in that project, isn't there?
Yeah, I think in terms of tourism, it's huge. And again, I really worked. I hope that this has been done in a way where everybody's going to be happy with it, both, like I say, the local folks, the county, the grazers, and then, of course, this is a big asset for the state. And, of course, the governor's pretty excited about it. So hopefully it's a good thing all around, right?
Mark in Park River for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, hey, let me say one other thing, too. I want to give a special shout-out to Pat Ware, who does the legal work for Billings County. The guy just is so good to work with and was so helpful. I just want to give him a special shout-out.
Yeah, he is.
On the library project.
He's Mr. Medora.
He's an exceptional guy, and yeah. I appreciate him.
Mark, do you have a question for Senator Hovind?
I do, and thank you for allowing me an opportunity to visit with Senator Hovind. And John, thank you for your work for our state. We appreciate it very much. I'm a farmer, John, and I appreciate your position that you just stated on the radio about being able to review in Congress the claims of fraud prior to the January 6th joint meeting. I think that's tremendously important, and I think there's work that those swing states could do to verify the real truth and then to see if there is fraud to get it rectified. But maybe that won't happen. I'm not sure. But here's my point, Senator Hovind. I'm a farmer. I'm not a politician. I'm not an attorney. But as a farmer, I understand negotiating from a position of strength. And maybe I'm going to switch off. Can you hear me better now?
Your phone was kind of cutting out there a little bit.
Yep.
I was on speakerphone. I was doing work while I was waiting, but I'm on the right on the deal right now.
Man,
I wanted
there you
to
go.
Say that I now you can hear better.
Yep, we're fine. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. I wanted to say that I appreciated the position that you just stated about being able to review in Congress the claims of fraud prior to the January 6th joint meeting. I think that's very important to see if we can get that rectified before that January 6th time. But I also know that I'm not a politician, I'm a farmer, I'm not an attorney, but I do understand negotiating from a position of strength. And here's what I would like to suggest for your consideration. I understand that there's a rule that allows for a written objection from at least one House member and one Senate member that could lead to a full discussion of evidence if we don't get it accomplished prior to the 6th. And I believe, if I'm understanding that rule, that it does allow us an opportunity to put the brakes on and, again, to see if we can review. I'd rather have the truth come out prior to January 6th, but if not, I would like to ask you, as our state senator, to allow our nation to have that opportunity to see if, in fact, there is fraud, that it can be dealt with, and if there's no fraud, we go with what it is. But it seems to me there's an awful lot of evidence, and I would like to ask you to support that position. I only understand now there are some in the House, but none in the Senate, and I would greatly appreciate, Senator Hovind, if you would be willing to be that man to step forward. Thank you for your time.
Well, appreciate the you know, you're acknowledging the hard work on behalf of our great farmers and ranchers, of which you're one. So thanks for what you're doing out there, and I got a kick out of the fact that you're working even while you were calling in. So good for you, and I think that reflects, again, the great work ethic of our everybody out there in agriculture.
Unfortunately, we are out of time here. Hang on one sec, Senator. Hopefully we'll get your answer off here and play it tomorrow.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.